Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Nancy Beasley.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take just a moment.
All right.
And so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
701 North 15th Street, Lot 27, Bowling Green, Missouri, 63334.
Thank you.
Yes.
And if you don't mind giving me one moment to look down on the account so I can see exactly what is going on, it'd be just one moment.
All right.
Can I really do want to thank you for your patience, and I do want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the $5.74 for the welcome gift of the tactical bag.
No, I didn't do anything. I'm on disability and I'm very limited with my money. And as a matter of fact, I wasn't the only one who got scammed this Christmas season. So, no, I did not charge anything. I did not authorize anybody to use my card. My daughter-in-law got scammed. My mother got scammed. I mean, this has just been a really bad holiday for scammers and fraudulent charges.
Well, I do completely understand. Since you are stating that it was not you that did the welcome gift, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family member before we proceed with the investigation, as once we do file the investigation, we would have no way of stopping it, and whoever it is that processed the transaction would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Okay. Now, is there any way of reversing the charges that were put done on my account? Because not only was $60-something taken out of my account or whatever it was, $5-something, and there was another charge on there, but they also caused in NSF on my account as well.
Yes, as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now pending the investigation, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I will be, I have been talking to my bank, and I will be, they are working on canceling my account and getting me a new card.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, just as long as everything is canceled from this, because I did not do this and I do not want this. I don't even know what this is. And I definitely don't need a tactical bag. I'm 52 years old. I'm disabled. I stay at home and I got more stuff that I can actually handle right now in a tactical bag I don't need. So I don't know who on earth would charge this or wanted this or whatever. I guess they figured that, hey, oh, five something, whatever it is, let's just go ahead and hack into somebody's account. I'm getting so tired of this. This is not the first time it's happened to me.
I do completely understand. We have got that canceled for you, and we have filed it as fraud. So there will be no future charges, and you would see those back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And if there isn't anything else I could assist you with, then I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.